Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty God, precious God, wonderful God, glorious God, our Father, hallelujah. Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Father, for another day to express our gratitude. We say thank you for another day, Father God, to give, another day to receive, another day to serve, another day to pray, Father God. Father God, we just want to say another day, Father God, to walk, hallelujah, in your presence, another day to understand, oh, another day to laugh, Father God, another day, Father God, hallelujah. And we say thank you for this day. Thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we want to say thank you for the beginning, the middle, and the end. Thank you, Father God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. We say thank you, Father God, for a wonderful relationship that we have with you, and it is an ongoing developing relationship. Father, getting better, better, and better, and better, and better, and better. Thank you, Father God. We honor you on today. Thank you for the word of God, Father, going forth, amen, around the globe. Thank you for all the souls that are being touched, Father God. Some of these dear people we will not know until, Father God, until we get home. Hallelujah. Until we get home, Father, then we will know. But, Father God, in the meantime, we pray for everybody everywhere. Everybody, everywhere, Father, we pray that those who do not know you will obtain a will to know you, and those who know you will obtain a will to know you better and a will to know you more, Father God. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and we commit today back into your hands that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your mercies, your love, your provisions, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And we say thank you, 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 over and over and over and over again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen. And we bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministry, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm your host and your kingdom tune this morning, Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philadelphia, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom, and we come seeking first all of his righteousness. Amen. And all these other things are added unto us. If you are a first-time listener, visitor to our fellowship services, amen, we want to welcome you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. And please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you just keep on coming back. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be right here. We are a faithful group of people. Amen. We've been meeting on this platform 7 days a week now. Amen. Glory be to God. It was 6 days. No, 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 no. God took us full circle. We started out 7 days. 10 years ago, we met me 7 days. Then we took it down to 6 days when we opened the physical church doors. Amen. So we meet 6 days here and then 1 day in the building. Now, because of the pandemic, we were right back where we started. Ah, my God, hallelujah. And the Lord is faithful. Amen. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Amen. Our website is www.lifewordjesus.org. www.lifewordjesus.org. All right. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It's been a wonderful week, hasn't it? Amen. We want to thank God. We want to thank God for our Amen. Our Bible study last night. Amen. I know that some of you might be a little bit challenged on where we're going. Amen. But nevertheless, amen. The only place we're going is in the Word. Amen. And we're teaching on unconditional eternal security. Amen. Beloved, amen. Because it's time for God's people to get it right. Amen. It's a lot of false doctrine out here. Some people are teaching things that are just not in the Bible. Everybody's not out purposely to deceive you, but if you're ignorant, you're ignorant. And if you don't know, you don't know. Amen. And it's not God's will for us to be ignorant. Amen. And he said his people perish for a lack of knowledge. So that's where we are. Amen. And we'll be doing a part two on next week, Lord's willing, and possibly a part three. Amen. Possibly. Amen. Whilst we're building up the foundation so that in all you're getting understanding. Amen. Glory be. I know I got you feeling like you're in college. Amen. But guess what? You are. We are in the Kingdom University. We are in the Kingdom University is where we are. Amen. So we bless the Lord, and we are in training for reigning. Amen. And so we thank Jesus. All right. It's a new day today. It's another day. Amen. The Lord has made. Amen. And we are definitely rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Amen. And amen. We started out this week encouraging you to do a little bit of me time. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God. Amen. For that teaching. Amen. And then we came back on Tuesday talking about extra strength. Extra strength. Amen. Because sometimes you need a little extra strength, or you feel like you need it. Glory be to God. Sometimes you need it when you don't think you need it. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we talked about that supernatural power. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our Praise Wednesday on yesterday. Wow, it was so beautiful. Amen. Our elder Valerie Carte came with her testimony. Oh, my God, that's a miracle testimony there. Amen. Hallelujah. We came at our minister. Amen. Hattie. Amen. Cooper came and shared her testimony, how she has launched her business. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Right off the ground. She is already off the ground. It hadn't even been started, but business is about 2 weeks old. Amen. And God has got her up in the atmosphere. Amen. So we want to thank God for our sister Shannon and always coming with her gift itself. Amen. Glory be to God. And amen. And everyone that shared with us, amen, on yesterday. I think there was a couple other people, amen, that had something to say on yesterday. So we just want to thank God. Amen. Oh, Sister Joanne Thurman. Yeah, we want to thank God. Amen for her and her and her. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. So since we have been focusing on the me time, amen, giving the extra strength, God encouraging his people, beloved, in the midst, amen, of this pandemic, which is over a year now. It's been over a year. A lot of us, our lives have really been shifted. Oh, my God, amen. I'm telling you, it is definitely a new norm now. A lot of changes have taken place in our lives, some for the better, amen, some for the worse, amen. And so we want to, amen, conclude on this note this week, amen. Conclude on this note, I believe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You never know. Sometimes you have other people scheduled to minister. Sometimes things, I always have to come ready. Amen. I always have to come ready. So even if there is someone else scheduled to minister to us on Friday and Saturday, I have to be ready, because what happens if they oversleep, or what happens if they, you know, life happens, or, you know, they can't do it, or anything could happen. Amen. So this may be the last time you hear from me this week. It might not. And who knows? Amen. Who knows? Amen. We bless the Lord. But we want to talk this morning about taking a chill pill. Taking a chill pill, taking a chill pill. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. Beloved, when we look in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, and I'm just going to draw your attention to one verse here in verse number 7. And it says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. To you who are troubled. Sound like anybody? Sound like I'm in your Kool-Aid this morning, huh? Sound like I'm in your Kool-Aid? Uh-huh. To you who are troubled, rest with us. Beloved, if you've been under a lot of stress, if you've been under a lot of pressure and anxiety lately, I think Paul's words in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 are meant just for you. Just for you. Somebody say, just for me, just for me. Beloved, read carefully, because you're going to find some real encouragement
Listen very carefully today. You're going to find not only some real encouragement, but some instruction today that's going to help you find peace in the midst of trouble. When Paul wrote the book of 2 Thessalonians, beloved, the believers in the city of Thessalonica, they were undergoing horrifying persecution. The persecution in this city was worse than it was in other places because the Christians were being hunted both by pagan idol worshipers and by unbelieving Jews who detested the gospel message. And as a result of these threatening conditions, the members of the Thessalonian church were suffering. And some even paid the price of dying for the gospel. However, in spite of these afflictions and pressures from outside forces, this congregation refused to surrender to defeat. Oh, my God, Jesus. They refused. They said, we ain't quitting. We not compromising. We ain't going back. We ain't giving up. Though God slay me, yet I'm going to trust in him. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level to the ground. But we're not quitting. Isn't that wonderful, beloved? Oh, my God. So, beloved, when Paul addressed these believers in this book of 2 Thessalonians, they had already been under the stress and pressure for a long period of time. The assaults against them had been like a stream of unrelenting poundings from which they had no pause. Naturally, they were exhausted. They were extremely tired. They was worn out, and they were fatigued. Anybody ever been there? I got both my hands up and both my feet. It had been a very long time since they had put up their feet, beloved, and taken a break. Just let me just pause right here and just drop in a 15-second commercial. When the last time have you taken a break? When's the last time, beloved, you put your feet up? Yeah, I know. Maybe you need a pedicure. That's all right. Pedicure, no pedicure. When's the last time you put your feet up? And when's the last time you've taken a break? The idea of unwinding or lightening up almost seemed like a fantasy, beloved. But I'm going to say this, glory be to God, because the word of God backs me up this morning. Everyone needs to rest at some point. If you've been going through a prolonged period of hardship, beloved, due to persecution, maybe your business, your family, your relationships, your finances, your children, etc., you still must learn how to rest in the Lord. Even in the middle of that difficult situation that you are facing, because if you don't, beloved, hear me out, the battle will wear you out. You don't want to be worn out. You don't want to be worn out because that's the devil's agenda. In the book of Daniel, we see the Bible says in the last days, amen, the devil's going to wear out the saints. You don't want to be in that wore out category. That's why Paul told the Thessalonians, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. Now, you see, Paul included himself in that. He didn't say rest with them. Paul said, shoot. He said, you rest with us. Now, y'all already know Jesus' attitude on rest. Jesus didn't play that. Right? Jesus was very fruitful. He was about the Father's business. Okay. But one thing about our Lord and Savior, he knew when to rest. He looked for Jesus. Jesus be somewhere laying on the pillow sleeping. In the midst of the storm, sometimes when trouble comes, beloved, we lose sleep. I ain't slept a week. I can't get no rest. Well, excuse me. Why not? Just answer my question and tell me why not. When God said he gives his beloved rest. Tell me why you ain't getting no rest. In the midst of the situation, we can have peace in the midst of the storm. Resting in the midst of the storm. Beloved. So Paul said, all you that are troubled, all of you that have, all of you that are worrying, anybody in the house worrying this morning, tell the truth. God already know. Mm-hmm. We can't see your hand go up. Anybody in the building stressing this morning? Anybody in the building under a lot of pressure of life and you've been there for a long time? It ain't just happened last night. Huh? Paul said, rest with us. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, wait a minute. A scripture just dropped in my spirit. Wait a minute. Uh-huh. Okay. Write this scripture down. Mm-hmm. Okay, write this scripture down in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Okay, let me see. Wait a minute. But we, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, we are hard pressed on all sides, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. Beloved, all of us go through something at time. Why? Because seasons change. We either, all of us fall into three categories in a particular season, okay? You're either going in, or you're already in something in the middle of it, or you're coming out. That's the circle of life, beloved. You're going in, or either you're already in the fire or whatever, or you're coming out. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The secret is to learn how to praise God in all three of those cycles, all three of those stages. That's the secret of that. That's real success. That's real success there. So Paul said, come on and rest with us, beloved. Now, I want you to pay attention to the word that Paul used here. He says, to you who are troubled. See, when Paul uses that word troubled, beloved, that tells us the extent of their hardships. That is a Greek word, beloved, a word that Paul often employs when he describes difficult events that he and his team have encountered. This word is so strong, beloved, that it is impossible to misunderstand the intensity of these persecutions that they were enduring. It conveys the idea of a heavy pressure situation. Anybody ever been under a heavy pressure situation? Then you got pressuring situation, then you got heavy pressuring situation. In fact, beloved, one scholar commented that the word was first used to describe the specific act of tying a victim with a rope, laying him on his back, and then placing a huge boulder on top of him until his body was crushed. And as time progressed, beloved, this word came to describe any situation that was crushing, any situation that was debilitating, beloved, troubled. One example of this can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, 2 Corinthians 1 and 8, where Paul writes, "For, beloved, we would not have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia." The word trouble in this verse, beloved, is also from that same Greek word. And it could be translated, "We would not, brethren, have you ignorant of the horrible, tight, life-threatening squeeze that came to us in Asia." By using this word, Paul lets us know that his time in Asia was one of the most grueling nightmares he had ever undergone. In fact, beloved, when he was in the midst of the situation, he didn't even know if he would survive it or not. You ever been in a situation when you weren't sure if you was going to survive it or not? But this is exactly the word, beloved, that Paul uses when he writes to the Thessalonians. And he tells them, to all of you who are troubled, he uses that same word, all of you who don't know if you're going to survive it or not, all of you, glory be to God, you're at your wit's end, you're at the last end of the rope, glory be to God, you feel like you're going out of your mind, glory be to God, you don't know what to do, you're all bottled up on the inside, you want to go somewhere and holler, you want to go somewhere and scream, glory be to God, hallelujah, you want to slap somebody, you just all bottled up, you don't know what to do, you're frustrated, you're on overload. The word trouble alerts us to the fact that they were, beloved, not just mildly suffering, they were horrifically suffering. And as we said earlier, beloved, this suffering had gone on for a very long time. It didn't start last night. I mean, that would have been bad enough. It didn't start last week, last month. This thing has been going on for a long time. But because Paul had been in these types of adverse circumstances himself, beloved, on different occasions and had victoriously survived, he knew that for the Thessalonians to outlast these difficulties, they needed, now you got to listen to the wisdom now from the apostle. You got to listen to the wisdom from the apostle Paul. Paul knew through experience. Paul knew that the only way that they was going to outlast these difficulties is that they needed to take a break from the pressure. He said, you got to take a break. He said, if you don't take a break, you're going to get broke. you're going to break. If you don't take a break, you're going to break. And this is why Paul said, rest. Rest. Rest with us. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah, rest. So as I wind this down this morning, so let's look at the word rest. From the Greek. The Greek word for rest, beloved, is anesis. And this word means to let up. It means to relax, to stop being stressed, or to find relief. One scholar comments that the word anesthesia was used in the secular Greek world to denote the release of a bowstring that has been under great pressure. It was also used figuratively, beloved, to mean relaxation from the stresses of life, and freedom to have a little recreation. By using this word, Paul urges the believers in Thessalonica to find relief from the constant stress that they were undergoing as a result of opposition to their truth. So Paul tells them, he said, let it go. Shake it off. Shake it. Shake yourself loose. Let it go. Take a chill pill. Learn how to relax, even in the midst of difficult situations. So, beloved, when we take these two words, trouble, we take the word trouble, take the word rest, and, beloved, in light of the Greek, the true definition, the true meaning, glory be to God. And that's why it's good to study the Greek, glory be to God, which I'm doing, amen. I encourage all of you, amen, get a Greek concordance or something. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to help you out tremendously in your Bible time. So let's look at, beloved, an interpretive translation of this verse. To you who are still going through difficulties right now, it's time for you to let up. It's time to take a breather, and it's time to relax. We know what it's like to be under pressure. But no one can stay under that kind of stress continuously. So join us in learning how to loosen up a bit, shake off your troubles, and allow yourself a little relaxation and time for recreation. That's what Paul was telling the church of Thessalonica. That's what Paul is telling you, and that's what Paul is telling me. That's what the Lord is saying, telling us through the Apostle Paul. It's time to take a chill pill. Beloved, I realize that when you're dealing with problems, a vacation is the last thing on your mind. You just want to survive the challenge and make a transition into your next phase of life. And to do it as soon as possible. I get that. You may even feel that it's irresponsible for you to put up your feet and relax for a while. But even God rested on the seventh day. Beloved, take Paul's counsel to heart and allow yourself a little relaxation and a little time for recreation. Time away from your problems. And when it's time to come back and face those problems again, beloved, you'll be refreshed. You'll be recharged with renewed vision. You'll see that challenge with new eyes, and you'll face it with new strength. Yes, I know it's hard to allow yourself the time to do what I'm suggesting, beloved. Guess what? Pastor Bradford going to do it. Oh, me and the Holy Ghost wrestled up in here last Saturday. Oh, we wrestled. We wrestled. Not that I'm overloading. But the Holy Spirit showed me that I haven't had a vacation in over 10 years. And I'm acting like if I'm not here, this ministry is going down. You know what I mean? The ministry is not going to shut down if I'm not here. He said, you got folks to carry on for a week or two. I heard the Holy Spirit say two. I said, Lord, you're going to give me 2 weeks? You came right back from brain surgery and hopped right back in there. You didn't even give yourself time to heal. Hop right in there every day. Oh, bro, we're here every day, in addition to everything else that you're doing. Freddie, you need a break. I said, Lord, I mean, God had to tell me that because I'm going to tell you the truth. I wasn't going nowhere. And if I go, I was going to take my computer and all that and follow the ministry. No, he said, no, you're going and you ain't taking no computer. I guess he's going to allow me to have a cell phone. I don't even know. And I wrestled with God last Saturday. I did. But guess who won? I said, well, God, shoot, where are you sending me? Where are we going? Jamaica? Oh, shoot. Lord, wherever you send me. I got some luggage. Now, does that mean if you're sending me, that mean you got the money, you got the place, you got the money, you got all that ready, okay? You know, I don't like traveling by myself, although I will. Where are we going? Soon as you give me the date, Lord, I'll set everything up. I'll set it up. All right, y'all, pastor be back. Huh? Even if we got to close the prayer that call down for and go on sabbatical. Everybody on sabbatical, okay? We won't be meeting for the next 2 weeks. Whatever the Holy Ghost tell me to do, I'm going to do. So it's time to take a chill pill, beloved. God got us. He got us. You got to know that God got you. It's not going to cave in because you're not there, because you ain't the one that's holding it up. It ain't even yours. Beloved, take Paul's counsel to heart and allow yourself a little relaxation and time for recreation. Time away from your problems. Do that, beloved. And come back recharged. Come back, come back. Come back and come back with new vision, new ideas, new remedies, new strength. Why? Because your survival depends on it. Somebody need to write that down this morning. Your survival, that's what Paul said. That's what God said. That's what God said to Paul. I believe the word of God. If the Bible says take a rest, that means it's a time to rest. If God rested, if Jesus rested, if you don't take a break from that constant stress, beloved, it will keep wearing you down until you become an easy prey for the devil. So say goodbye to your problems today. Take a break and allow yourself a little time to rest, a little time to relax, and a little time to recuperate. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we admit that we've been carrying the worries, the stresses, and the pressures of life for too long. Before we do anything else, Father, we want to cast these burdens over unto you today. We are tempted to worry that the problems that we are facing won't work out. But taking them into our own hands and worrying about them isn't going to make the situation any better. So we repent for letting ourselves become consumed with worry about things that we cannot change. And we turn them all over to you today. Please help us stay free of anxiety as we learn to relax, as we learn to enjoy life a little more than we have been enjoying it lately. And we say thank you, Father, because we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for the word of God on today. Beloved, take a chill pill. Take a chill pill. God got you. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. And you know what, beloved? When I surrendered to God last Saturday, the vacation started. Even though I'm in the same place physically, mentally I'm somewhere. So you go on vacation mentally. You're living in the same house, wearing the same dress, okay, sitting in the same chair, but be on vacation. Oh, boy. All right. That's too much for y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's right anyhow. Amen. I already feel a Bahama breeze. Amen. Glory be to God. And I ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. I haven't gone nowhere. It might not go. I don't know. If the Lord tell me to hop a plane, I hop a plane. I don't have to hop no planes. I'm already on vacation because I had to make a mental decision. I had to make a mental decision to take a chill pill. In Jesus' name. All right, thanks. Amen. We have a birthday today. Amen. Our sister Gwen. Amen. It is her birthday, I believe. Now, I'm looking on the May calendar. I don't see no birthdays in the month of May. I don't see no anniversaries in the month of May. And I know we got some May birthdays. All right. And so if you please text, everybody has my number. Please text me your birth dates, your anniversary dates, so we can put all that on the calendar. I know you gave it to me once or twice. All right. Give it to me one more time. All right. So thank you for your patience. All right. Let's see if our sister Gwen, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Let's see if our sister Gwen is on the line this morning. Amen. Sister Gwen, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am.
All right, the birthday girl, the birthday girl, the birthday girl, the birthday girl.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Special woman, amen. I'm telling you, a God-fearing woman, a woman filled up with the Holy Ghost, amen, walks in the spirit of love and obedience, amen. We see, amen, without a question of a doubt, amen, that you are a very faithful and a loyal wife to Brother Dave, amen. We thank God for that, amen, a caring mother, amen, and just a child of God who loves the people of God. Amen.
Yes.
And so we want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for all that you put in. Glory be to God, sometimes behind the scene, sometimes in front of the scene, but you're always on the scene. Amen. Ready to be used. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. And so we want to thank God for you, Sister Gwen. We want to thank God for you being a part of this ministry for several years. Amen. We want to thank God for our Sister Denise, Sister Tina, whoever it was that got you here. Amen. And you're still here. Amen. And we want to thank God for you and thank God for your husband and your support in the background. Amen. Your prayer life. Amen. And how the two of you are praying for this ministry and praying for everything that the Lord puts in your heart to pray. Amen. And so we just want to thank God because you are a doer. Amen. You're not just a hearer, but you are a doer. So from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and especially from me, Pastor Bradford, amen, I want to extend to you the most blessed, blessed, blessed birthday. I pray that this birthday is the best one out of all of your years that you have ever known, even in the midst of a pandemic, and it will be at the bottom of the scale for all the birthdays to come. Amen. And so from me and from us, we just want to say happy, 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 happy birthday, and thank you for being a part of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. So at this time, my sister, amen, we want to give you the floor if there's anything you would like to say.
Always, always. Thank you, God, this morning for just waking me up and all of us, God. And certainly this is the day that you have certainly made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, God. And just thanking you, Lord, for life of 73 years, Lord. And I just thank you so much, God, as you allowed me to look beyond my life and look toward my life and all the wonderful things that you have done in it. You did it and you're still doing it, God. I am so grateful, God. And just hearing the word this morning, God, just filled me up as I relaxed in the word, like she said, vacation and a chill pill, all them things. It sure hit me, Bob. And I thank you, God, because those type of words, it frees your mind. It frees your spirit and allows you to know what thus said the Lord and how Reverend Bradford and all these beautiful women and men on this prayer line, God, consistently, God, stay on it with words and lifting other people up, God, even when they're going through. But they always, God, because you give them the strength, you give them the anointings, and I thank you so much, God. And this is the day, God, that you have made, God, with everything, God. And I just lift you up this morning, Father, as you allow me to enter your gates with thanksgiving and enter your courts with praise, Father, knowing that you are God and God all by yourself. And I thank you so much for Calvary and everything that you did on it, Lord. I'm just so filled up right now, God, because I do love your people, Father. They're precious. As I go out and hear people, they laugh and they smile and they just talk to me just like they know me, Father, and I just thank you for that. I know those are gifts, Father. I know the gifts on this line and Greater Exodus and all the combined in churches, God, because there's only one anyway, body in Christ, Lord. So I lift you up this morning, God, as you, oh, God, just lift your people up, God, no matter what we do, where we add, and so many things, God. I can go on, and I certainly thank you for my husband, Father, that you blessed us with 30 years, but it's 20 years of marriage, Father, and how you're allowing us, God, to renew our marriage, Father. We ask you for everything. We wouldn't ask to do anything without asking you first, Father. So, God, I ask you to look upon my life right now, Father, as we just enter in this 20 years of marriage, Father, and it's beautiful, God. I would never say, never could say that I had a day that it was so bad I couldn't recommend on anything. Everything I do, everything my husband do, and you just been using us, God, and using us to your glory, Lord. So I just thank you as for other prayers and just everything. I'm just bottled up this morning. Y'all just excuse me. But thank God for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. It's okay to be bottled up, amen. We thank God for those tears of joy. Amen, hallelujah, amen. And we just want to thank God, amen, for your overflowing harvest, amen, that have already come to you, Sister Gwen, amen, and the balance is on the way, amen. So we thank God for your heart, amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for your heart, amen. Glory be to God. So what we're going to do, I'm telling you, that's really special. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a heart full of love. Amen. That is so special. That is so special. Amen. You touch us. Amen. And it's okay to cry. Amen. It's okay to cry. Amen. God is bottling all that up. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. So we bless the Lord. Amen. So we're going to give the benediction, then we're going to open up the lines if anybody would like to, amen, express anything to our Sister Gwendolyn on this her special day. Amen. Give her her flowers while she can smell them, while she can see them. Amen. While she can touch them. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. So a form of announcements. What is today? Today is Thursday. Okay. So we will be at the altar prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock, Lord's willing. Amen. So those are our announcements for today. All right, saints. Amen. So, Father, we say thank you for Sister Gwendolyn's birthday. We say thank you, Father God, for the word of God, where we see we have your permission to take a chill pill, Father God. It's really an attitude adjustment. It's an attitude adjustment, Father God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Sometimes we have to physically, like, go away. Just pack up a couple of things in a suitcase, get a train ticket, get a plane ticket, get a bus ticket, and say, we be back. And I ain't sure when I'm be back, but I'll be back. We do want to honor Swans today because say, we'll be back. And so, Father God, to know that it's going to be okay because everything belongs to you anyhow. We don't own anything. Mm-hmm. We don't own anything.
Nothing.
So, Father, we say thank you for relieving the stress today, even by us agreeing with the word. us agreeing with the word, Father God, have released the pressure already. And so we say thank you. Father, meet us at the altar of prayer today. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve, Father God. Bless their hearts. Bless their sacrifice, Father God, and anoint them with power to intercede. We bind every spirit of retaliation coming against us this day, Father. Father, thank you for helping us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Thank you, Father God, for showing us your pathway for provisions and leading us in the way you would have us to go. We cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, be dominion, be power, both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And Satan is absolutely defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. Amen. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If anybody would like to express some birthday greetings to our dear sister Gwendolyn on this. Well, let me say this, girl. You look good to be 73. I want to be like you when I grow up. You a good-looking 73-year-old. I'm going to tell you the truth. You have youth all up in your bones, in your blood, in your juices. Girl, you got it going on. Whatever you're doing, you keep doing it. Amen. I'm telling you, you look good to be 73 years old. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's my prayer.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right, saints. Amen. The floor is open. Amen. And to God be praised.
Wow. Good morning, Sister Gwen. This is Sister Shannon. I'm just wishing you a happy birthday. The first time I met you, Sister Gwen, was when Pastor Bradford used to have her ministry at 19th and Gerard, I believe it was, Marine Institute. And I had met you a couple of times there with your husband, and you had such a quiet spirit. And my desire for you today is that everything that you stand in the need of, that God will continue to bless you, bless your husband. And I'm just thinking about a scripture as you were speaking. Blessed are those that hunger after thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You have such a beautiful spirit, and I pray that God will continue to keep you, your husband, your family. And, you know, as I said yesterday, the best is still yet to come for you and your family. Have a blessed day and a peaceful day in Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
That was Sister Shannon. If you did not recognize her voice, that was Sister Shannon.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
All right, we're asking everybody to please cut down your background noise. Amen. We're not out of service. Amen. We want to give respect to everybody that's speaking. We know you got your TVs and stuff on. If you can just cut that down just for a couple minutes. Amen. Just for a couple minutes. All right, who's next?
Good morning, Pastor. This is the darling. Good morning, everybody else on the line. Wow, I piggyback with Dr. Burford. Mr. Gwendolyn, 73 years old, having it very well. God is good. Happy birthday. Many, many, many. And I love your humble spirit. Enjoy your day.
I love you.
And I love you.
Well, I love you back. You better know it.
Amen.
You better
love
it. That's right.
Amen. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, and I love you. You're beautiful. Got it going on.
Amen. God bless you.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Awesome.
That was Sister Darlene. Amen.
Yep.
Now, hey, Sister Denise.
Amen. That's right. I'm jumping in. But I wanted to yield for other people because you know I had something to say. Everybody up in there, y'all know I got something to say. But I yield. Because I wanted others to say something. But, you know, it's so much to say. And no pastor was Denise, and I boast on the cross, it was Denise that told Sister Gwen and Sister Tina and the rest of them, seven or eight of them, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, but
that's
I give
right.
God glory about the ministry. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say all of them, about seven or eight of them, mm-hmm. Sister Charmaine, all the rest of them. They, you know, it was so funny. I'm laughing. They was like, oh, Sister Denise, we'll get on the line. And then it might have been 2 or 3 weeks for a lot of them, but they did get on the line. So I give God glory for that. I love the message that you gave this morning, Pastor, because as y'all know, my mother's recuperating. I sure enough went away for a sabbatical this weekend. When was it? We just came back. It was several of us, and it was awesome because now my mother's in rehab, but I sure took a sabbatical, and I could take a sabbatical in my house, which I do often when I go to the throne mm-hmm. of God. But the only thing, it's so much. The other day when we was all out, me and my sisters, you know, me and my sisters and friends, they was talking about Gwen, and they was saying, they was saying so much. See, I said, well, can I get in there? And they were just saying, and, you know, and I'm not saying this because she's my friend, and but she does have an excellent spirit. And when she just said, you're so beautiful, now I'm a nosedive kind of person, and I'm not going to apologize for my personality, but I love people to death. Mm-hmm. But Gwen, and when I first met her, everybody is beautiful to her. That's why I was laughing when Minister Darlene said that, because she looked at everybody that me and her used to meet. They beautiful, Denise. They beautiful. They beautiful. But I say this about her. When she talks about me, she don't introduce me as a friend. She said, Denise, family. And that's what she says. Mm-hmm. And everybody in my family love her. And I can remember when my mm-hmm. husband passed away. It makes me want to cry. She was the first person mm-hmm. that was at my door. And me, when I first met her, it was so saturated in the love of God. We never had a dispute. I've been knowing Sister Gwen. Mm-hmm. I've been saved 20 years. This is the 21st year of my salvation. That's a lot how long I've been. Mm-hmm. As long as she's been knowing, well, she knows her husband much longer. But I've been knowing Sister Gwen from the first day of my salvation. It's been 21 years. Never have we had an mm-hmm. argument. We never mm-hmm. had a dispute.
That's right.
She's always been my friend. She's always been my friend. And it's just more than that. And she does have an excellent spirit. She loves people, but I've seen it. She'll tell you something. She'll tell you something so saturated in love. But she certainly is a very delightful friend to me. She's helped me in situations, and some people talk about it. And I ain't boasting myself. It ain't about me this morning, but I'm a person. I go into it, too. I go right into action. I don't delay in action. Mm-hmm. Not for Sister Gwen. Mm-hmm. You pastor everybody up mm-hmm. on this line. Y'all, the world was acquainted
right.
with me. I'll take it to the throne for you. Best believe that
mm-hmm.
about me.
Yes, you will.
So, you know, it reminds me of Jonathan and David, and they had such a very intimate, but me and Sister Gwen, and when I look back at the 21 years, I've never seen us, we done had some little situations, but it's so saturated in the Holy Ghost. We don't come out. And see, I'm a very mature person. I boast on the cross again. I don't like all that stuck in your teeth like you in the third grade. Me and Sister Gwen, we very seldom, we have had, you know, disputes, but you could tell, you could never tell it was one because we always
That's
left
right.
each other and greeted each other in peace. And I went to the left.
That's
see,
right.
I can talk about me. Y'all talk about yourself. Mm-hmm. I went to the left perhaps a lot of times with her, but she we always bring that thing in. And so that's what all friendships should be about. See, when I talk about testimonies, mm-hmm. I don't make it about me because it should be about all of us. But
that's
I know
right.
our friendship is saturated in the Holy Ghost. It came in mm-hmm. with the Holy Ghost, and it's been mm-hmm. with the Holy Ghost ever since. She is a delightful mm-hmm. person. My family didn't even let me get in the other day. They just was talking about it. I said, well, can I get in there? And when you have other people talk, in fact, the Bible says, when you boast, mm-hmm. thank you, Holy Ghost, when you boast, let others boast for you. You ain't got to boast mm-hmm. for yourself. Let others boast. That's scripture. That's
yes.
scripture. And
yes.
so, you know, my family was
yes.
just boasting in it. So I'd never forget the kindness she bestowed on me in the time of my trouble, the time of my husband. And a day would have been my daddy's 87th birthday. I give God
mm-hmm.
glory, and I have a good report.
Yes.
I thank all of you, and I love all of you
yes.
intimately. I ain't got to know
yes.
you like I know Gwen. See, I'm going to tell you about me. I don't
That's
have to
right.
know you, Pastor.
Right.
Like, see, people,
That's
we
right.
got to get away from that.
That's right.
I love y'all like the Holy Spirit. Even though
That's
I ain't on
right.
this line,
That's
and I ain't
right.
even say all this, forgive me, Pastor,
glory
but I love
God.
All y'all. I just want y'all to be
oh,
very clear on that about
oh,
Sister Denise. You might not hear me. Hey, yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm praying
mm-hmm.
in the background And Sister Valerie Carte, I'm praying for her. Especially me, that one, in the background.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have heard her testimony. But she's a delightful person, Pastor. And Pastor, I've been hearing, and I've been hearing you preaching, and it brought me out. I'm telling you, it brought Denise out. And that's why I could have went away Saturday. Oh, Sister Denise, why you went away over the weekend? Why? Because I had confidence that God got my mama. And you said that in your sermon, Pastor. I listen to sermons. I listen very carefully. And you said that because I'm praying for my mother, but God got my mother. But the day was in my dad's birthday. Gwen and my father's birthday was on the same day.
I know that's right.
And my daddy would have been 87, but it is well with that. My father's not here well. And I want to thank everyone for praying for my mother because I had to go to warfare last week too, Pastor. We had to keep our minds.
Yeah.
So our loved ones, when our loved ones is on the table, y'all got children, or half of y'all got children.
Yeah.
If your child is on the table, it's sick. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's a different praise, and I had to take it to the song for my mama. And I prayed that God would save my mother, and he saved my mama. But back to Sister Gwen. No, she don't never classify me as a friend. She said she always say family, and you know what? Everybody in my family loves her very intensely, and I can't even express my love for her because she knows she my friend. She's my friend
That's
friendship. It is a very intimate relationship we have. We have it's saturated, like I told y'all. We have never, never. I can't remember if we ever had any falling out in 21 years. So she's a very intimate friend. I love you, Pastor Brack. I love everyone in the line. And I cried just like Sister Gwen. I used to apologize. Never no more. I apologize about my tears. But I love each one of you. And Gwen, she knows. I'll never forget the kindness she bestowed on me when my husband passed away. She went into action financially. I'm just telling a testimony of her kindness. Not only did she talk, she went in. I give God glory. I have favor with people because when she asked people, can you sow into Sister Denise's life? They said, oh, yeah, quick. And it was just a blessing that she went to people on my behalf financially because I don't know. I had lost my job and everything when my husband died. So that's another testimony another time. And so I give God glory that she is certainly a friend. And we should all have a friend. And I believe everyone on this line because Christ Jesus is a friend. But she's a friend. I really can't express on this line, and I love her with all my heart, and everybody in her family, I love them with all my heart. And so that is. So happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday. Yeah, she's youthful. She's youthful looking. She's youthful in her heart, too. So God bless you, Pastor. I love each one of y'all. I had to express because she's my friend. Baby, she's my friend, honey. And I just thank God I have friends that are saturated in the Holy Spirit. That's a beautiful thing to have Holy Ghost friend. I got some friends that ain't saved now. And I love them too.
Hallelujah.
I love them too. But me and Sister Gwen, there's no falling. We've never had one. In Jesus' name.
Lord.
Thank you for letting me share, Pastor.
In Jesus' name.
Have a great day, Sister Gwen. If you want to cry, go on and cry, because I'll be covering you. I tell people, don't tell her not to cry. Cry, because I'm crying too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God for all these expressions of love. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Just a little bit over time today, but if anybody else wants to jump in real quick, amen, you can also reach out to Sister Gwen on Facebook or call her today also, amen. But let's take about another 2 minutes, amen. Let's take another 2 minutes, amen. If anybody else would like to jump in real quick, amen, and say anything, please do.
Happy birthday. God bless you. I love you.
Thank
you. Sister Joe. That's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
That's a beautiful spirit. I love you with the love of the Lord.
This too. Go right back at you. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
God
amen.
So
has
good.
Everyone spoken who desires to speak? Amen.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, God.
Good morning.
Yeah. Can you hear?
Bless
good morning.
Bless the. Good morning. Please, God.
Good morning, Minister Gwen, and happy birthday. And this is Sister Priscilla, and it's such a joy to join with the Love Fest this morning with all those who really do know you on an intimate level, who are praising God for you and just letting you know what you mean to all of us. So I concur, and and I'm touching and agreeing with all of the love that has been sent forth. And I just want to say have a wonderful, joyous day today. And may God just continue to bring that love that you extend to all of us and the prayers that you pray for all of us. May God just continue to bring them back to you a thousandfold during your new year. Oh, in Jesus' name. I love you.
In Jesus' name. I love you too. Every last one. That's how good God is.
Love. Yes, bless the Lord. Yes, amen.
You can live and move in love. Yes, you can, no matter what people do or say or whatever they do. Love is on top.
Yes. Amen. All right. All hearts and minds clear. All right. Bless the Lord. We want to thank God. Amen. Glory be for all the expressions. Amen. Hallelujah. And those who didn't get an opportunity, amen. You still know how to do that. Amen. By reaching out to her. Amen. And Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. Telephone calls. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. We want to thank God for the love, loving one another, the one anothering.
Yes.
And it's so special.
Yes.
Amen. And truly, amen. Sister Gwendolyn, you are a special person. Amen. So we pray that your day is outstanding, an outstanding day in Jesus' name. Amen.
My God.
And amen.
Y'all made my day already.
Amen. 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 Father God, we just say thank you for Sister Gwen. Thank you for the expressions. Thank you for the love. Thank you, Father, for everything. Thank you for giving her a special, special, special day in you. In Jesus' name we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen, saints. We'll meet you at 12 and back at 9. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen again.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
text from Hattie. She said her phone had dropped. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So she wants to say she loves you. She'll be reaching out to you. And Sister Joanne Thurman says she'll be texting you. All right. Amen, everybody.
Yes.
Have a lovely day. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen to everybody. Amen.
Everybody.
Hallelujah.
Because
in reality,
hallelujah.
Amen. In reality, it's really everybody's birthday. But it's
everybody.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Amen. Meet you at the altar of prayer and back tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. Bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Happy birthday.
And like she said to everybody, too, because it's coming and going on left.
That's right.
Love y'all. Thank y'all for everything.
Love you, too. Love everybody.
Everything.
Shalom.
Goodbye.
That's
shalom. Right. I know
that's
right.
Have an outstanding day, everyone. Amen.
All right. You better call me, Denise.